that the economy was changing, I want you to go back and watch tonight's Super Bowl advertisements, because here's what the lineup looked like. AI, tech or software and how they're integrating AI, gambling, crypto, and things to pacify you. Media, movies, TV, Apple Music, entertainment, blah, 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 whatever. Very few ads were for things that you could buy in a store, like beer, or a store where you could go buy those things, like Walmart. It was all this service, tech, whatever. To me, no Super Bowl commercial exemplified all of the problems of Super Bowl commercials and our current moment more than the Matthew Broderick AI commercial, which I don't even know what AI company it was for or what that AI company does and how it's different from ChatGPT, Claude, Grok, or all the other AI companies. Really makes me think about labor. Okay, if you didn't see the commercial, I'll explain it to you. It's Matthew Broderick, who is old now. And if you don't know who Matthew Broderick is, you probably know him as Ferris Bueller. And if you didn't recognize him because that movie is 40 years old, I wouldn't blame you. And if you didn't recognize him, you wouldn't get the joke, which he starts off by saying, I'm gonna skip work tomorrow. Tomorrow being the day after the Super Bowl, a day where people are hungover and don't wanna go to work. And the joke being that he was Ferris Bueller 40 years ago, so he skipped school. Haha, it's so funny. He goes to an office where people are working, and then he has them use this AI company to do their work so they're done. They don't have to do it anymore. Haha, so you did get to skip work because you used AI. Labor implications of this commercial have my mind boggled. Because what does that mean if you were doing a job that you could basically outsource to AI and then not have to do, or your job is 40 hours a week and then you outsource this to AI and suddenly you're working 7 hours a week? The fact that these
Let's check out the commercial and see what's happening. I didn't actually see the commercial. So let's check out the commercial and see what she's talking about. A lot of people were completely turned off by the Super Bowl. They wasn't really checking for it like that. So this is the Matthew Broderick commercial.
Jen Spark, give me the day off. I'm skipping work today. You should too, Stu. Jen Spark, finish his slide deck. Now you're not working from home. Hey, you put on pants. Jen Spark, dial in this spreadsheet.
You done?
Circle back on out of here. Let Jen Spark automate your work and take a day off.
The only people that even understand this and the joke behind it would be people that are of a certain age that understand Ferris Bueller. It's the people that will be behind it that understand Ferris Bueller. Like, if you weren't of a certain age, and if you have never watched the movie, which there's a ton of people that are not familiar with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and they don't even get the inside joke of, oh man, I think I'll take the day off from work today. I think that a lot of people, these marketing professionals and these people that come up with these commercials are trash, because they just, it's like they don't understand marketing. They don't understand visibility. They don't understand any of that type of stuff. Like, I've seen, it's only a couple commercials that I thought was dope in the Super Bowl. The 50 Cent commercial was the best one.
It's come to my attention that everyone's calling me a troll. Some said even the king of trolls. First of all, I'm flattered, but I'm done with all that. I would never do a deal with DoorDash and quite literally deliver beef when millions of people are watching. I mean, who would do something like that? Delivering quality beef is more of an art than science. Don't want to be too obvious. It's all about time, and I'm always on time. Oh, let's sell combs. What a coincidence. No matter what kind of beef you have going on this weekend, remember, DoorDash delivers. And you know what goes great with beef? A bottle of this beautiful Branson Cognac, aged 4 years or 50 months. Who's keeping count?
That's the best Super Bowl commercial. That was literally the best Super, and it was perfect. It was well written. He also got to market his, he got paid to promote his liquor brand. He threw shots at everybody. He threw shots at 50 Cent. He threw shots at Ja Rule. He threw shots at everybody. And he leveraged his reputation as a troll to get the bag. You can't hate on that. You cannot hate on 50 running up a bag. That was the, in my opinion, it was the best Super Bowl commercial. I also like the one with, what's my man's name? Ben Stiller.
We're living in the age of now. Instacart lets you choose your bananas.
Get them just how you like.
Instacart lets you choose your bananas.
From green to extra ripe.
Oh, she was getting it in the orange. You see how she was dancing?
Instacart lets you choose your bananas.
From green to extra ripe.
What are you doing, huh? Mr. Bliss. Use the app to control your bananas.
What a time to be alive.
Time to be alive.
I like the Ben Stiller commercial.
Are you okay?
I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was a lot of different commercials that was pretty awesome. A couple different commercials. But both of these, this is Instacart, and the other Ben Stiller commercial was, and again, even this, you have to be of a certain age to get it, right? You got to understand the time that Ben Stiller came up. He came in up in the Zoolander age. Along Came Polly, all of that. A lot of people don't cap, they don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? But I like this commercial. I didn't like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Because all they did was make everybody younger, and they played off the whole Goodwill Hunting thing.
Before the movie, a much better version of Goodwill Hunting was made as a sitcom with a real genius in the lead and some other actors.
Hey, Will. And they use AI and special effects to make everybody younger. All this is I'm going to spend a bunch of money on a bunch of people, play off a theme, and then, you know, that's going to play out.
Did you arrange the munchkins in the Fibonacci sequence?
I got a genius working for me.
Who's such a genius, then why'd he put ice in his coffee, huh?
Come on, Chucky, I'm just Will Hunting. I'm not a genius.
I will marry the first man that can help me with the Fibonacci sequence.
How are you doing?
Don't you have a girlfriend?
We're on a break! I don't need her. I still got everything I need right here at Dunkin'.
Hey, kid, if you're still single doing this boss...
They throw Ted Danson in there.
...been shtick and working for Dunkin' when you're 50, I'm going to be very disappointed.
From Cheers, right? But again, like, when you see these commercials and you see this and you having this conversation, the only thing that you're enticed by is nostalgia, right? If you watch Cheers, which Cheers was even before my time, the only reason that I know about Cheers is because my father used to watch Cheers. And so I know about Cheers because of that, right? So I get the reference. If you're still working here and then they plan off the Goodwill Hunting, if you're still working here when Ben Affleck told Matt Damon that if you're still working at this construction company at the time or whatever, then, you know, all of that type of stuff, right? So they're mixing up different shows. Friends, The Fresh Prince. It's just, it don't hit, though.
Isn't that your girlfriend? You like donuts?
Yeah.
Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
It just don't hit, bro. It just doesn't hit for me, personally. None of this stuff hit. Like, all of this junk is just like, eh. Like, who wrote this? Who was the person that decided that they want to pay all of these actors all of this money and then they wanted to spend, what, $3 to $5 million for a 30-second spot of the Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't. I like the 50 one. It was organic. I like the Ben Stiller one. I don't think it hit. And all the rest of it was AI and all of that. You know what the funny part about this is? People are even complaining to the point to where they saying that they wish that
just kept coming.
They missed the beer commercials. I never thought I'd see the day that people say that they missed the beer commercials. I never thought that I'd see the day that people missed the Miller High Life, the Bud Light commercials, because you're not actually buying anything. You're not buying no cars. You're not buying no beer. We don't have any tangible products that people are pushing nowadays. So all of the money and all of the advertisement is coming from AI commercials. You missed the Budweiser commercials? People are now saying that they missed the commercials where people are actually buying stuff. But it speaks to a bigger thing that's happening in the industry. Let's hear what she got to say.
With random AI apps and softwares and whatever.
That's what I was charging? 8 M's for a 30-minute commercial?
You wonder who is buying this? Like your average person.
Yeah, I know they had a Budweiser one, but it used to be to where it used to be a lot of different beer commercials. And even certain companies would do multiple different commercials.
Isn't buying this, I don't know. My thoughts are very fresh because the Super Bowl just ended, but there are major implications for the economy that have been talked about, but I have not seen it as on display as the Super Bowl tonight.
The Super Bowl commercials were fucking weird. They were either all AI or fat phobia or religious. Mike Tyson did a commercial talking about how everyone's fat and we all need to eat better food. And then at the end of the commercial, it's like realfood.gov or something, like some website to like eat healthier.
My sister's name was Denise. She died of obesity at 25. She had a heart attack. I was so fat and nasty. I would eat anything. I was like 345 pounds, a quart of ice cream every hour. I had so much self-hate when I was like that. I just wanted to kill myself. We're the most powerful country in the world, and we have the most obese, fudgy people. Something has to be done about processed food in this country.
I don't really see a problem with that commercial. I think that that commercial is kind of dope. I don't know why she's complaining about that commercial at all.
Fucking dare you. The reason why we can't eat healthier is because of the fucking government, dummy. And then like every commercial is AI or an ad for a crypto company, a tech company, an AI. Like that was literally it. There was one commercial that gave me so much hope. It was a commercial showing like what being on technology, constantly being in front of a screen does to you. And how much you're consuming all the time and how that impacts your brain and your goals. And then at the end of the commercial, it shows this girl in peace and quiet and she's hiking. And I was like, I love that because I'm also so sick of technology. I'm also so sick of always scrolling and feeling like I'm behind and I need to consume, consume, consume. Then what happens? It says to get in touch with Jesus. That whole commercial was just a religious ad. And I'm just like, this is really where the country's going.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with that. Anyways, I guess the thing is I just think that the dynamics of things, I think that the whole Super Bowl was different. I think that it was one of the first times where people were not invested in the outcome of the game. Nor was they invested in the commercials. Usually people watch the Super Bowl just because they want to watch the Super Bowl. People watch the Super Bowl because it's almost like a holiday. You know what I'm saying? We don't even stream. We chose not to stream and bring back frame fights because Slimmy was like, we're going to do it on the Super Bowl? I'm like, nah, you're right. Let's not do it on Super Bowl Sunday. So we didn't even do this. We didn't even do anything on frame fights. And we said we was going to bring it back this weekend because the Super Bowl was supposed to be a holiday and it brings everybody together. And, you know, people used to go and buy TVs and then take them back to the store and order a bunch of wings and pizza places was excited about it and stuff like that. It's not like that no more. Everything is different. Everything has changed. Everything is promoting AI. And one of the reasons why I think that everybody is promoting AI, because they're not necessarily promoting ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, or Claude, they're promoting all of these other AI companies to try to get a foothold. And I believe that's because they're trying to raise the valuation of the companies to either get bought or when they go public, for them to raise the valuation for the company so that they can make a lot of money as a result of it.